My job really is to make sure the product gets out ready for the remembrance time, and our year ends on the 30th of September every year, giving us 4 weeks to mop up basically.
There's so many poppies to produce. I'm guessing it's an all year round
job. It's a full time job. We work all year. The only day the factories are closed are the bank holidays. Apart from that, there's always somebody in working because we have flexible holidays. We allow people to have the time off when they want it, and everybody works at their own pace, which is a very unusual sort of production environment.
Do you know how many poppies you have to produce a year?
We know what we have to produce, and then we compare what people have done in the past and then work out how many people we need to fulfil the order.
Because poppies are something people really only think about on Remembrance Sunday, aren't they? And so, as you just said, you're doing it all year round.
We're doing it all year round. Most of our work actually is making the wreaths that people lay on the monuments at Remembrance time, or the buttonhole poppies and the larger wreaths for the big events like the cenotaph.
What would you say is the most challenging part of the job?
No, I think the hardest thing, as far as I'm concerned, is to make sure we've got enough people here to do the work. The sole reason for us being here is to provide work for people. So the value is in what we make and the fact that we're using people to do it who may not be able to work elsewhere. So that's the value of it. So it's a social value as well as fulfilling a need to make fundraising materials and remembrance materials for the poppy appeal.
And how about, because I notice a lot of people year on year now are wearing the metal pins and stuff like that, does that have an impact on the work that you're doing here?
To be honest, it doesn't really seem to. The numbers have remained pretty even over the years that I've been here. They've grown from, I don't know, 35 million to 45 million in the regular paper poppies, and in that time, that's been the time when the metal pins have come in. So I think metal pins are something that people tend to wear all year round, but at remembrance time people put on a remembrance poppy because it is a symbol. There are still a number of people who have served in the past who have either been injured or become more unwell and not been able to work in the mainstream. This always happens, and I think very often people who have served and have had problems readjusting to civilian life, I think that's a market that's going to be there for a long time. So I think that sort of safety net is probably a good thing.
Obviously, when you do think of poppies, you do think of World War One and Two, but it's to remember everybody in conflict, isn't it?
It's to remember all of our people who have served in the armed forces. Remember those who have gone, and we're still supporting those who are still here, and that does go on. The numbers may have changed, and that is probably also reflected in the numbers of people that work directly in the factory. In its heyday, there were 400 people working here. Now it's less than a tenth of that working on the poppy products, but we're still putting out the product that people need to use.